Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Baltimore. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing by, will take caller 9 at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a robot caused a fire that did $137 million in damage at a warehouse in England.
What is it, a robot arsonist?
Right? A little confused. Too bad it didn't work on it. A study found gorillas throw parties just like humans do.
All right. I don't know if they throw them just like we do, but
that's fair.
What did they say what the event would be that a gorilla would throw a party? Is it the baby reveal?
Maybe it's just a party.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a nice Friday night. You know, he's off from work at the zoo. He's going to go throw a party.
I think it'd be cool to go by the zoo and there's just a bunch of gorillas in there with red cups, like playing beer pong.
Would you join them if they invited you?
I'd fight the urge out of fear. Like, I want to, but I feel like at some point the gorilla would attack.
See, man, it's a negative attitude to have.
All right, yeah,
we're trying to work through that in the country right now. A bunch of gorillas are throwing a party, and you're like, I just don't trust a gorilla.
Well, some people react badly when you whoop them in cornhole.
Jesus. When you say it like that.
Just make them rum drinks, not tequila drinks. It'll be fine.
Right?
Tequila makes them angry.
That's right.
Right. Not that they're gorillas.
Very aggressive right. Drink, tequila. Millennials are much less likely than older generations to believe in organized religion. Instead, they use crystals in astrology.
Ah.
Oh, well, that's a great alternative.
A new study has found the sugar in fruit juice might raise your risk of cancer.
The sugar?
Yeah, because everything causes cancer these days.
You shouldn't have a lot of sugar.
It
doesn't do a body good. We know that much.
Right. I just never thought it to be a carcinogen.
You know what, man? I think you'd be surprised. I think a lot of crap out there causes. I think everything causes
everything
cancer.
Everything causes.
You know what I mean?
Like, best I can tell, if it's a product, it causes cancer.
Yeah.
Don't do this. It causes everything. I feel like if you get chemo, well, you know, it might cause cancer.
It causes a different type of cancer
right.
Somewhere else. Speaking of which, now that HBO shows Chernobyl is such a big hit, Ukraine is turning the real Chernobyl into a tourist attraction.
No, that's not how this works.
Yes, the
idea
radiation
is
levels
you can't
are still
go
high.
Back.
Apparently, these people did not see Chernobyl.
This is the whole point of the just devastating effects of what's going on, is the fact that for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, this will still be a place that you can't go.
That's right. Why they made the show.
There's a Russian nuclear sub sitting in 5,000 feet of water off the coast of Norway. It's still emitting so much radiation that fish can't live around it.
And they're leaving it there.
They can't do anything about it.
I will say this, though. You're an Instagram influencer. You want to go get your pictures? Anybody.
Go ahead.
You want to go get a picture there? Go ahead. That's your choice. Do it.
LOL. It's your no role.
Well, have you seen the people going to the one in Russia? The lake? They're like, oh, it's the Maldives of Russia. That's a toxic waste dump. And people keep going to take pictures for Instagram.
I would say this. If there is a water source in Russia, I would just assume it's toxic.
Yeah. Probably not a bad call. A turquoise lake in Siberia, Russia, that people on Instagram love is actually toxic.
I'll be damned.
What do you know? I have that headline, Ted.
Ted just told us about that.
Dude, that's crazy, Mike.
How'd we sync that up?
Huh.
My goodness.
Yeah.
A driver in Arizona was lucky to survive when a huge cactus flew through his windshield during a crash.
That picture is frightening.
It is.
How did the cactus get airborne? I don't understand.
I don't know if he plowed into it.
That's a great call.
I mean, the cactus is sticking straight out of his windshield, but I'm just trying to figure out, if you drove into a cactus, that's not how it would go through your windshield.
Right. I was about to say, if you actually plowed into the thing, the angle would be different. So that means somebody's, hucking cactus out there.
Cactus hucker
is hucking cactus.
Look out for that cactus hucker out there in Arizona.
Wow, Jimmy, sounds Jimmy, so bad.
Jimmy, what are you doing in that room?
Are you hucking cactus?
You know it. I'm shucking it.
Been in that shower for 20 minutes.
He's hucking a cactus, honey. Leave him alone.
A growing boy.
Thorny boy. A man in Florida fired shots at a van on the turnpike on Tuesday and told cops it was because he was trying to stop a hit-and-run driver.
Where was this?
Florida. Where else would it be?
Of course. My bad.
I'm going to stop a hit-and-run driver with a gun.
Well, it would work if he had better aim.
It's probably not even his car that was hit.
Guaranteed.
That's fact.
This, you know, I'm citizen's arrest.
That's right.
I love it, people. I've heard that like eight times. I'm pledging a citizen's arrest. I'm like, oh, see, you mistake that for you're about to get your ass beat.
Yeah, but in Florida, they have their role. You can shoot anybody for whatever reason.
Right, basically.
But also, it's a hit and run, which is bad, but that's a car accident. Why are you shooting at somebody?
Because, Ted, they're leaving.
Yeah, I mean, let's. I feel like that's a little escalation.
Kill their asses. American Airlines forced a doctor to wrap herself in a blanket because they thought what she was wearing was inappropriate.
And she wasn't wearing anything inappropriate.
Was she wearing, like, pasties? And I mean, like...
This was a flight from, Jamaica to New York, is that right?
You know as good as I do, man.
Yeah, no, it was just racial profiling.
Ah. Oh, yeah, I read about her. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. A woman in Atlanta asked for a Moana-themed cake for her daughter. But the bakery misheard and made her a marijuana-themed cake instead.
Yeah! Well, nothing wrong with that.
Not a damn thing.
It's still a cake.
Right, they don't add marijuana to it.
So what? It's got green frosting on it.
It's just nature-themed, honey.
You know what I think it is? If you've met someone from Atlanta, it would be hard to differentiate between Moana and marijuana. I can go back home and smoke some of that Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That would be my point. You're right.
Yes, sir. You think about the Southern drawl, right?
My husband smokes it with his friends.
And it's Atlanta. Like, there's a lot of weed enthusiasts there.
Oh, yeah.
Is it legal in Georgia?
Marijuana? Are you kidding me? Hell no.
And the rest of Georgia, you don't want to have it on you. But Atlanta,
a lot of enthusiasts. They're trying to put parents in jail down there for giving their kids CBD oil.
Right.
I mean, come on. No, it's not Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia's not here for
Georgia will be 49, West Virginia will be 50 when that all gets said and done, unless the feds take care of that first.
I just wonder why they would go with marijuana theme is all I'm asking.
It's always kind of the joke. There's Atlanta, and then when you get out of that, you're in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. It's different right now.
45% of newlyweds take on a debt to pay for their wedding.
Yeah, don't kid it.
And the stress from that debt causes a lot of future problems in the marriage.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. If you know you're going to get married, you do recognize that this is overpriced. So you ask yourself this one question, and it totally depends on your financial situation. But it would seem to me, if you have to spend all this money on the wedding, and your plan is to be with this person, one of the smart things you could do maybe is take that same amount of money and use it as a down payment on something that ensures your future as opposed to...
As soon as you get that money,
this one ridiculous
for a HUD loan, and then you begin your actual life as a married person.
You're married. What? You now have your own home, and instead of blowing it on a dress you'll wear once and a tux that you have to return with sweat stains in the armpits, you have your own home.
CNBC...
You're right. The problem is just... Nobody does.
I know, Ted.
And everybody gets married and they fall in the damn trap.
I'm going to say it every time, but you're right. 100% of the time, you are correct.
Doesn't matter if you have a $3,000 wedding or a $30,000 wedding. Take that money and put it somewhere else.
It's like showers. Every girl I've ever dated, I hate showers. Stop going to them or stop throwing them.
Right. But I'm throwing one next week.
Right. But now I'm getting married, so I want mine.
My turn to be the princess.
Yeah.
CNBC released their annual list of the best states to live in for 2019.
Based on what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not
best states
on.
To live in.
Right? Drunken state.
I would say California or Oregon.
Well, it depends. Where do you live in Cali, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thrill any guesses? We always think, no.
I'm trying to think about, first of all, it's got to have legal weed, so that's got to be a criteria.
Yeah, right. Depends who you talk to. So legal weed, decent weather.
You know, Ted, any guesses from you? Best state to live in 2019?
In 2019, I'm going to say Oregon.
I'll say Colorado.
All three of you are wrong. Let's get off this rug. Let's go to Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii?
No kidding. It's not worth the money.
I know it's not worth the money.
It's so
freaking
expensive.
But it's still paradise.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Paradise does not cost that much. Paradise has got to be cheap. You know, I only got two tickets to Paradise. I can't bring the family.
It's not
I
West
can't
Virginia.
Afford four tickets to Paradise. So, baby, do you want to go? Little known fact about any money.
Mm-hmm. A stolen wallet was returned to a woman in Illinois 75 years later.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The cards
Thank
are expired.
God.
You found my car key. You found that $800 fob. Don't make that car anymore.
I wonder what's still in that wallet.
The condom that they never got around to using.
A 20.
Be cool like if there was like a Benjamin in there with a small face. A
little block of beeswax for like lips and stuff.
A Blockbuster gift card.
Probably
dude, I was in Bend, Oregon last weekend. I drove by a Blockbuster. And
That's the last one.
I know, but I didn't really piece it together. I just kind of looked. I was like, huh. And then I remembered. I was like,
that's
oh, yeah.
That's the final Blockbuster,
that's the
only man.
One. That's the last one.
That's the Omega Man of Blockbusters.
I can't believe you didn't stop in.
I didn't think about it.
For
just
what?
Like,
rent a movie, then don't return it.
Who cares?
What, are you going to hit me with a late fee?
It didn't dawn on me. You know, I drove by. I was like, oh, yeah, that is a Blockbuster.
Two municipal employees in Detroit were injured after a prank went horribly wrong.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Chris, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do not.
Well, that's too bad. I'm going to read you a story, and then at the end of it, you tell me whether you believe this person is black, white, Mexican, or Asian. But here is your story. We covered this yesterday. It takes place in Buena Vista, Colorado, where a former corrections officer there is accused of bringing a burrito filled with drugs into the prison. Earlier this month, the Colorado Department of Corrections Office of the Inspector General, they arrested the 27-year-old officer at the Buena Vista complex. Now, according to an affidavit, the officer is charged with first-degree introduction of contraband and three charges of unlawful possession of a controlled substance. He's also charged with one count each of unlawful distribution of meth, heroin, and Suboxone. Now, investigators, they've been tracking this guy when an inmate there said that a prison employee was smuggling illegal drugs into the facility. And during an interview with him, the guy, apparently, he admitted to having narcotics in his lunchbox. When investigators opened the lunchbox, they found a plastic baggie sticking out of the end of his burrito. Upon opening the burrito, they found roughly 91 grams of meth, 26 grams of heroin, and 46 strips of Suboxone. Investigators also found 10 strips of something I can't pronounce. They found marijuana wax and six small thumb drives. God only knows what was on there. Anyway, he admitted to being paid about $1,000 for picking up the drugs, $960 of which found in his home exactly where he told cops he could find it. The question is, do you believe that this guy that smuggles drugs in his burritos is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I'm going to go with white.
White?
Because he's a corrections officer.
I don't think there's any other choice on that one.
Oh, see, I'm going black.
Okay.
What's your final answer there, Chris?
It's got to be white.
All right, white final answer. We're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
We head to Colorado. On Profile, this corrections officer is busted for smuggling drugs into prison to give to inmates to sell in a burrito.
Yeah,
a lot of drugs. It must have been a big, big burrito.
I'm guessing it was a huge burrito, man. What is the stuff they found in here? Hang on. Let me go through this again. So they found 91 grams. This is all in one burrito. They unwrap the burrito. They find 91 grams of meth, 26 grams of heroin, 46 strips of Suboxone. They also found 10 strips of, oh, man, I can't even say it. They also found marijuana wax and six small thumb drives. Anyway, stuffed it all in one burrito. I guess that's the 12-layer burrito.
I don't know.
Comes mission style.
Yeah. Mission. If you've been to the Mission in Frisco, that's not far off. But Chris, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? In the end, you said, man, it's got to be a white guy. And just so you know, almost every comment that came in about the story, they said, man, it's a burrito, got to be Mexican. Because one thing we know, no one eats Mexican food in America if you're not Mexican yourself. But as it turns out, whoops, See, wrong button, melodramatic. You are correct, sir.
The corrections officer. Come on.
I mean, maybe it's where I got arrested, but I don't remember a white corrections officer.
In Baltimore, you don't?
I don't.
In Baltimore.
That's
Wow.
It's like all corrections officers are white.
Depends where you're from.
Yeah. Right. Colorado.
Now, don't forget, the most famous corrections officer of all time is a black man, and he's a rapper named Rick Ross.
That's right.
And he can't go to Florida. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Maybe just the greater Jacksonville area.
Yeah, I think he stays in Dade County.
I don't blame him.
All right, so this is bad because it probably hurt a lot, but it's also very funny to me just because it's...
Not you.
Tennis and kind of hilarious. So Wimbledon's going on. If you don't know, Wimbledon, of course, is in London at the All England Club.
You went to the stadium, right? Is it Wembley or was it Q1? Which
we went to Wembley.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but the All England Club's just a tennis club.
Yeah, this is Wimbledon.
Oh, well, never mind.
Or I call it Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, the pomp, the circumstances, of course, the grass courts. So besides the fact you see they have center court where you see all the main stuff goes on, that's where you see, you know, Serena playing or this or that. But on the side courts, they have doubles. Okay. Now, I always kind of forget, but they also have mixed doubles. So the sound you're going to hear is Jelena Ostapenko.
No.
And her
exact pronunciation.
So if you watch doubles tennis, right, the person serving's on the back line, and then the teammate is in the front box, right, kind of in front of them. So basically what you're going to hear is she fires a ball, she's serving off her partner's head.
Oh, no.
She's done it again.
No. Ouch.
You just wonder.
Oh, my goodness.
You just wonder whether he'll start to adjust where he's standing soon, because that is the second time this tournament that this has happened.
30-14.
And that was smacked at 93 miles per hour on the back of the head.
93 miles per hour.
Wow, man. That's a hell of a sound, too.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, Rob, can we just play just the very beginning? Again, she serves this, and that is the sound, her hitting the racket, it hitting his head.
Doesn't take long. Was that the first time or the second time?
That is the second time this tournament. So he kind of turns around and literally puts his hands up like, twice.
He's been hit twice.
Him, in this match, this is the second time. Not the entire tournament, but in the whole, in this one match, he goes hit twice, right?
No. That was the second time this tournament. Oh, okay.
That's enough, though.
I will. Yeah.
Still, yeah. Like, hey,
time
man,
to get a new partner.
It's doubles. You know how this works.
Yeah. And she is like famous for being one of the hardest servers on tour.
I bet you he would agree.
Yeah. You can go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch that video. Like I said, it is. I shouldn't laugh because obviously it was painful. But
no, that's funny.
Yeah. I also found it funny that they were like, maybe he should adjust where he stands. Like,
no, come on.
Really? That's his fault? Maybe she should stop hitting him in the head.
There's that. Yeah. That's asking too much.
I always feel like tennis is one of those games, too, where, like, you're like, yeah, let's go play some tennis. And then it gets oddly competitive real quick.
It gets oddly competitive because when you realize you're not as good as you thought you were, and it takes a lot more energy than you felt like.
A lot of running around.
Yeah. I just remember when I was, like, a teenager, and my brother was dating his now wife, and we were all going to go play tennis. So I just kept smacking it at her. And she's like, you can't hit it. And I was like, well, you can't return it when I hit it at your body, so I'm going to keep hitting it.
Right. I'm going to get my points.
Right. Trying to get a win
here. How you play the game.
I hear what you're saying, 40
here, let
love.
Me give you an easy forehand. You know what I mean? No, you're going to try to get
wait
it on the
wait till we play doubles.
Try to get it on the backhand side.
Yeah. I know. Stop hitting at you. Anyhow, it's 3-0.
Right.
Jeopardy James, he's coming back. The Tournament of Champions returns a few months from now. Obviously, he'll be there. But it also could set up a big-time rematch with Emma, who beat him, if she's in it, too. She's the Chicago librarian who ended his run on there. Obviously, I still think at some point you've got to have him and Ken Jennings face off.
Oh, they will. Yeah,
and
no,
the
they
computer.
Will.
Yeah. They still got to go through the regular thing.
Yeah.
What's the regular thing?
Regular thing is Tournament of Champions based on the last year and who has played the best. So it's kind of like the season culminates in the NCAA tournament. You know, you get together, you can play. So the best teams from the whole year play.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jeopardy should just do it on a random day. Right? Because, like, fall is, like, controlled by football and this and that. Right. And you have all this stuff in the wintertime. Like, just pick a summer day and be like, all right, it's the Jeopardy showdown.
You think summer's the best time?
Well, just because there's not a lot of new stuff on TV during the summer. Like, you'll notice most of the shows, I mean, you know this, but all shows start in the fall, and then they have the spring season, or kind of the winter season.
I'm doing it in February after the Super Bowl.
For sweeps?
And the only reason why, the summer, people want to be outside, right? Football dominates fall, but after the Super Bowl, there's just that weird, horrible hangover that everyone has. Seems like the bleakest time, maybe Jeopardy can step in.
Yeah.
Before you start watching NBA and NHL playoffs, because we know you're not watching yet, you will in 6 weeks. Here's the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, it's a showdown that was bound to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just want somebody to beat Watson, and I know what you're going to say. He just clicks too quick.
Because he doesn't have to click, and because he's electric, he gets to move at this thing called the speed of light. So unless Watson gets the answer wrong, you can't beat. I mean, because when you watch the show, right, he'll ask the question, you see everyone's thumbs going as fast as they can. And if you press it first, you get your first shot. So with Watson, it's not that he's going to get everything right, but like he's going to chime in before you 99.9% of the time.
I think this is what Terminator was about. Watson's the start of it.
Yeah, it is.
We can't even win our own games anymore.
Well, if Ken Jennings had beaten Watson, Terminator's first thing would have been Ken Jennings. I'm looking for Ken Jennings.
Tracy Morgan, everybody knows him. Famous comedian, obviously SNL, 30 Rock. He was also famously in a car crash. That was a serious thing. Killed his buddy.
Yeah.
It was a big truck that hit him. And then he was more recently in another car crash. He was hosting the ESPYs, and he spoke on this.
As you may or may not know, I just got into an accident with my brand new $2 million sports car. It's one of the most expensive cars out. And I owned it for like 3 minutes and 37 seconds. I mean, the car dealer, he was still waving goodbye when I got hit. And I called my wife and I said, Booby, I got into an accident. She said, yeah, how much we gonna get? I tell her, I'm sorry, Booby, it wasn't a Walmart truck. It was a lady driving a Honda Civic. She said, yeah, well, how much she gonna get? My wife think getting hit by trucks is a job now. She was like, you need to get up off this $5,000 couch and go on the turnpike and look for another truck. You ain't been hit in 4 or 5 years. Your uncle said there's a railroad caution down by his house. You know Amtrak pay out good.
Right. Also, the beginning of the show was pretty funny. He was riffing on Odell Beckham Jr. What was this line? He goes, why's he acting like going to Cleveland was a good idea? Nobody moves from New York to Cleveland unless they're in witness protection. And then he's like, what's he going to do? I'm up here. He's down there. Oh, the next presenter is Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham.
Also, I don't know what the heck he was wearing last night.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
He was wearing what Angus Young would have worn if Angus... See, we look at Angus Young from AC/DC, go, look at the schoolboy outfit. Then Odell Beckham walks up there in a tan version of the same thing. It's like, oh, he looks cool. And here's the thing. No, he doesn't.
I was going to say, did he look good?
No, he's Odell Beckham. He's a good-looking guy. He's in shape, but it looked like a really good-looking guy in a really stupid outfit.
Yeah.
Right, if George Clooney dressed like bacon, you could say, George Clooney, he's a universal sex symbol, and he looks stupid.
You're right. I thought it looked kind of cool, but it's only because it's him, and I think he's cool.
See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
It's like anything, right? You take your average performer on stage, like Lady Gaga one time wore a meat dress, and it was okay. Because she's Lady Gaga, and she's performing. But if you went to the grocery store in a meat dress, you'd be asked to leave.
Yeah.
If Odell Beckham Jr. dressed like that, got out of a car and started walking towards you, your first thought would be, I don't want to hear anything this goofball has to say. It's only because you're there in that moment, and you are who you are. But the truth of the matter is, you look stupid.
Yeah, and there is security, I think, in being on a stage and everything. It's like we were talking about rock stars, right?
Right.
Like, they look cool as hell on stage, but, like, I can't imagine walking down the street with all the jewelry and you're wearing jeans and cowboy boots every day of the year.
If I rolled into work and I'm wearing tight leather pants, cowboy boots, and a mesh tank top, you guys would sit me down and talk to me. But if I said, hang on, walked up on stage, grabbed the mic, and belted out 8 songs, like, cool.
Guy rocks.
That guy's right. The man.
Right.
Yeah, I remember years ago we were interviewing a band that was like a kind of upstart band, but they were already dressing like rock stars. So I went out that night with them, and it was just funny. We were walking down, I maybe had grabbed something in my apartment for him, and we're walking down the street, and I'm dressed like I'm always dressed, and I'm just like, he's dressed like a rock star, but nobody knows who he is. He's not a real rock star yet.
Right.
He just looks like two weirdos.
You're the manager.
Some highlights from the ESPYs, the women's national soccer team. Obviously, they won for best team. I thought Rapinoe had a good line. She just said, I've dropped the F-bomb on every stage I've been on for the last 3 days, so I'll spare you that.
Right.
Alex Morgan, she won for best athlete, female athlete, and just said, this is the second best trophy I've gotten in a week.
Yeah.
And then I think no shock here, the St. Louis Blues won for the best comeback because they were just awful halfway through the year. And then showed back up.
Late January, they were the worst team with the worst record in the NHL. And then in a few weeks, really, they turned everything around and won the Stanley Cup. That's insane.
I will say, the one cool thing, and the ESPYs are cool. It's just sometimes it's like...
I watched it bits and pieces, and I mean, where it fails miserably. Where it does well, it actually does really good.
Yeah, and it's just cool seeing the different athletes. You know what I mean? Because, like, Odell Beckham Jr. obviously has his style, but, like, the hockey guys, they look like hockey guys, right?
And one dude pulled out his tooth to
talk on stage. He pulled out his teeth so he could, he's like, so you could hear me better.
Right. He's like, I don't want to spit on everyone. Right. So he just pulled it out and he could talk better.
Yeah. I also like that the Blues gave a shout out to their super fan, Layla Anderson, who's battling a life-threatening disease there. So she's been with them the whole time. That's pretty cool.
Now, they did a pretty good job yesterday. Pretty.
Yeah. I remember there was an SNL skit years ago, like the first year they had it. It was just like, tallest guy in the NBA goes to. Really? Like, I mean, you can't give out, like, best baseball player. Yeah. Like, give it to Mike Trout.
Right.
Best team. Well, they all won championships. One won a World Cup.
That broke it down right there.
All right. I think they're going to win that. This is kind of sad and also just strange. You guys remember Tootie from Facts of Life?
Yeah, sure. I remember Tootie. She had gastrointestinal problems.
Well, Tootie, I guess, has been living in Colorado, and she was going to the church that Beth Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, was a member of.
That had to be interesting.
I thought they lived in Hawaii for some reason.
He did a show.
The show
in
was always there. Okay. And they did live there for a while.
Oh.
You're not, Miles, you're not wrong on that one. So they had a funeral for her in Hawaii already. And now they're going to have one in Colorado. Okay,
maybe that's where she's originally from or something.
Well, that's where their church was, too, in Aurora. But here's how Tootie gets involved. She's...
Tootie,
that's me.
She's...
How did Tootie get involved?
No. She's organizing the funeral.
Okay.
She is.
I Tootie. Know. It is such a strange thing.
I would not picture Tootie and Beth Chapman being buds, I guess.
Yeah, Kim Fields joined Beth's church, where she now serves as the director of visual and social media. Her and Beth, they never actually met, but Tootie's says this is her call from
maybe
God.
Maybe it's all the N-bombs her husband dropped.
I was going to say, they both have
Tootie's
dropped the
like,
N-bomb.
You know, I'll join the church. Maybe we won't have the best conversation.
Let's stay with the good news.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg had a 30% chance of dying this year.
That's great news. Why?
Yeah. Because she had pneumonia in both lungs. She also had sepsis.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did she keep working, or was she off the air, or did she
I think she was off the air for a while. I don't know. I'm not the biggest view watcher.
We have no idea.
Yeah, I stopped DVRing it a while ago.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. There's just too much inner argument.
I know, right?
About the same stuff all the time.
That is a lot of TV now, though.
But it's always just the same. And I know, I get it. Like, there's two sides. That's all we're going to talk about. But at some point, like, it's just dull. People feel how they feel. Why do you care? Move on.
Well, it's like I talk about with sports, too, right? There's shows just two guys yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. I'm excluding PTI.
Right.
And Jalen Jacoby. I really like them. But, like, I forget which one I was watching the other day. And they were breaking down stats on the home run derby.
Come on, man.
And I was like, who? And who was the who did this? There's no chance either.
There's too many channels.
As the host, like, dug deep and defined stats.
Too many channels.
No, listen.
There's
man.
Some intern that probably getting paid nothing. I'm like, this kid had a long.
There
night.
Was. Well, we used to do a sports show years and years and years and years and years ago at a station in Baltimore, and it was the Baltimore Ravens flagship station. And sports show we did. This guy knew more than almost anyone I know. He's one of the kindest people I've ever known. A guy named Steve Stauffberg. All right, this guy. There's nothing he didn't know. This guy worked harder than anyone I've met as far as making sure that he did a good job. But He did not always pick the topics you want to talk about. So he would walk in, and he would have a stack of paper, man, all right? And keep in mind, like, the NFL draft had just gone by. To me, juicy stuff. Everyone's going to prognosticate, you know what I mean? Trades have been made, all the stuff. My man went on for 20 minutes about the compensatory draft.
And it was during the NBA Finals, and they were like, nobody watches that.
That's what they told us. Seriously. We're like, dude, it's the NBA Finals in Baltimore City. I'm going to tell you, a whole lot of folks in this town are watching it. It's like, well, talk about the compensatory draft picks. Compensatory draft picks. We hadn't even gotten to draft picks yet, and he broke down how they're done. I've never been that educated about it, but I've also never been that bored learning something.
Yeah.
I've never been that bored getting information.
You should tell him that if you see him again.
I told him that after we were done. Like, dude, I mean, that's so dry. That's like a rice cake without water, brother. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't be drier than that.
You need water with your rice cake.
Right,
that was,
yeah. Or some peanut butter.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Traffic stop in Oklahoma includes stolen car, radioactive uranium, a rattlesnake, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe.
Yee-hoo!
When a work prank burns your butt cheeks and your scrotum, turns out you can sue for big bucks. Mom of the year spotted driving with two kids in inflatable pool on top of her car. A Florida woman gets mad her boyfriend is too tired for sex, and that knife wound is going to leave a scar. And if you live in Eden, North Carolina, no KFC Cheetos chicken sandwich for you. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to lovely Detroit, where two municipal workers were injured after a horrible prank. We've heard of the prank of putting mustard packets under the toilet seat. Well, someone took it a step further and put firecrackers under the seat.
Classic.
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah. This resulted in the injury of two employees, injuring their legs, scrotum, and some unspecified injuries.
Ooh. See, man, it's all fun and games, and you burn up someone's scrotum, like, they're not going to be cool with you.
Not
it's
at
a
all.
Game changer.
Like, I can sue you, or I can try to kill you, but those are your options.
I guess that answers my question of, does actually just high impact make firecrackers explode?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Actually, one of the most terrifying, the guy named Matt Clark, went to high school with this guy, and he was the guy that always got his hands on fireworks, firecrackers, you name it. And we got into plenty of trouble with him, but we're sitting in the cafeteria in school, and he's the kind of guy that if you walked in his house and he was boiling squirrels or eating eyeballs, it would bug you, but you wouldn't be shocked that it was him, all right? So we're eating lunch, and I see him throw a lit firecracker directly between my legs. As you'd imagine, I have quite the loud reaction, fall backwards out of the seat.
Of course.
To his credit, it was funny. It was just the wick.
Ooh.
But you don't realize it at the time, and I thought he'd thrown a thing under my testicles, and I remember being so enraged that he would do this, and in the end, it was just the wick.
Oof-ta. In other news, in Virginia, a man wearing a Captain America t-shirt was arrested for a pretty ironic reason. The report doesn't specify a motive for the man's attack of two people near his home, but he went into another room and, like Thor, retrieved a hammer before coming back out and striking both victims on the head.
Jeez!
They were taken to the hospital but are listed as in stable condition, and the man was arrested and faces some felony charges.
If he'd been dressed as Thor, would it make more sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. But the two kind of run around together, so I suppose it works.
Yeah, I mean,
They're two of the original Avengers as far as this universe goes.
I'm sure if you're going to beat someone with a hammer, you should beat us with Thor, not Captain America, that's all.
Should have just grabbed a piece of sheet metal and used it as a shield.
Captain America throws his wife.
Captain America, what are you doing with that? That's Thor's.
What the hell? It is that time again, gentlemen.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
Courtesy of our own Robin Fox, we go to Illinois for this week's episode, where a woman has been arrested for her methods of transporting a pool. She was seen driving home from a friend's house with an inflatable pool on the roof of her car. Nothing all that bad. Everybody does that. And her two girls were riding inside of the pool to tether it to the car.
That's amazing.
On the roof.
On the roof.
The car. And
Just sitting there on top.
And again, you have to get a license to go fishing.
Right. And but drive to have that a car. Kid, and drive just the car.
Right.
Right.
Anyone can have kids.
I wonder if it's
drive the car.
I wonder if it's because you can't accidentally go fishing. I think that's the only thing.
I know. I get it. Everyone has the right to have kids. That's not that. It's just the point, like, if anyone can have kids, why do I need a license for anything?
Now, I did some stupid stuff when I was a kid, you know, jump up on the back and hold this while I move it 20 feet over
here. Sure, sure.
You're driving down the highway with two kids in the and on top of your car in an inflatable pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you they're not wearing any kind of protective equipment. They're probably in there in their bathing suits.
What protective equipment are you going to have?
A helmet at least, man.
But she probably took the time to get her kids vaccinated.
She was arrested and faces two charges of endangerment. Dumbass. More reasons why
carpooling.
There you go. More reasons why people are crazy for becoming cops. An officer was on patrol when he noticed a woman roaming around the street wearing nothing but a bra.
Interesting.
All right.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
I don't know.
Just that being the only thing on.
Just a bra.
Just like a bra.
I can't show you my breasts. That would be illegal.
It's the female Winnie the Pooh.
I mean,
not a bad call, Miles. I mean,
if you're going to poo it.
Lady Pooh.
She has a lady poo.
Somehow it didn't test well with the kids. Yes.
No one's clicking on that category.
Right. It's the loneliest thumbnail on Pornhub.
All you need is a glass coffee table. Now what you do is you lay under it, right? With your face facing
okay,
up.
Okay, we're moving on.
With 3D glasses.
Oh. Then the officer tried to ask why she had nothing on, to which she replied by motioning toward her crotch and saying, I see you, baby.
Atta girl.
She was arrested after she attempted to get into the driver's seat of the patrol car and faces a few charges. What do you know? She was probably on something at the time of the incident.
I think that's why she got arrested, because she tried to sit in the driver's seat. I'll see you, baby.
By the way, you'll never guess where that arrest was made.
Florida.
Oh, you nailed it.
Probably look like the Predator with an afro.
Oh, no. Made the same noise, too. Let's stick with Florida. A man was slashed by his girlfriend for the most outrageous reason. The incident went down around 6 in the morning when the woman wanted to have sex with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was 6 in the morning, he was a little too tired.
That's not why.
So she responded by grabbing the kitchen knife and slashing his arm and shoulder area multiple times. She was arrested and faces multiple counts.
Oh, boy.
Did you see her mugshot?
Yeah, it did.
It has nothing to do with being tired.
Right there.
I have a headache. I'm pregnant. Listen, that's not why.
Herpes outbreak.
Anything.
I see you, baby. A weird story out of Oklahoma. A couple was stopped by an officer for expired tabs. When the officer got to the window, he found a rattlesnake in a container inside the car, and the driver alerted him to the gun that he had in the glove box. When that was opened, he also found an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe and a canister of radioactive powdered uranium.
Oh, everyone has that.
I don't know where you get radioactive Walmart. Powdered uranium.
Same place you get a rattlesnake and a bottle of...
what was it? Kentucky?
Kentucky Deluxe. Kentucky
is this like Deluxe. Yellow corn or whatever?
I would have to think
that'd be mellow corn.
Mellow corn.
Mellow corn.
Yellow cake?
I still have to pay.
Yeah, yellow cake and mellow corn, baby.
Yellow corn.
Why does that person...
Right.
Right.
I think he's got a rattlesnake in there. Like, oh, yeah, I should tell you about the gun, too.
Right. There's a gun like, in the glove box.
Pull off this Kentucky Deluxe.
Like, do you think the snake was drinking with him?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't be surprised they had uranium, man. Everything's up in the air at this point. Anything can happen.
I ain't drinking alone.
Get my snake.
I think the snake looked at the officer and said, help me. Oh,
the pair were arrested and faced a ton of charges. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.